This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Mitch McConnell says the Senate's going to hold a Kavanaugh vote this week, and it's a deal. Canada decides we will shake hands. So, the new NAFTA trade agreement, what does it look like? Joining us now, the former congressman from Ohio here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. He's now with Talk Media News. Bob, this is big that NAFTA, first of all, finally comes about because, you know, it looked like Trudeau and Canada was really stuck in this and that they weren't going to agree, but something changed, right?
That's right, Kate. It's called the new NAFTA. I'm calling it the YMCA or something close to that. MCA. So I just kind of named it that. But it's a great deal. I mean, this is nothing but a win. Donald Trump said he would do this. He would renegotiate it. For 25 years, everybody's saying we've got to do something, and he did it.
Yeah, you know, you look at this new deal and there's requirements that cars, trucks imported from Mexico and Canada have to qualify for duty-free access. That's one of the things. They have to be manufactured with 75% components from the three countries. That's huge. Also, that the work that's done, $16 per hour for labor. So that means that Mexican companies are going to have to raise wages. That is a very big deal.
Well, that is because, you know, our problem, for example, in China is they have slave labor, basically,
yep.
You know, and people work 28 days a month for practically nothing. We can't, I don't care how productive, we can't compete. So when you have something like this, a provision that, first of all, it's great for human beings, and on top of it, it's great for us. It balances things out. Dairy farmers, of course, win. And maybe some other people win in the process with commodities. But I'm just viewing this, you know, people are trying to be a little skeptical. He did something that people have been promising to do for almost a quarter of a century, and he's done it. I think it's fantastic.
Yeah, you cannot take that away from Donald Trump.
No.
Absolutely, I 100% agree with you. So that happens. That's a big moment. And then when Donald Trump is doing a press conference for it, it turns toward Kavanaugh. He starts getting asked questions about that. And really, at first, didn't want to talk about it. Then he starts to kind of, you know, kind of him and haw about the Kavanaugh thing. And Trump said, look, I'm fine with the FBI interview. Kavanaugh's third accuser. So he's saying do what they have to do. He's basically putting it back on the Senate, right?
Sure. One of the national media started to report that he told the FBI you can only talk to two people, etc. And that can't be accurate. And if it is, the FBI would have to tell the Senate, well, this is what the president told us. So, you know, he said it can be comprehensive. Now, people took the words where he said, you know, he also feels it could be a fishing expedition where you could just go on for months with this thing. Or, you know, you could have 50 anonymous phone calls into you, you know, investigate those types of things. But I think in general, he clearly said it can be comprehensive. The FBI will do it. They said it'd take about a week. McConnell said he'll have a vote by Friday. I think, frankly, McConnell's kind of pushing the envelope. Maybe the FBI might come back Thursday and say, well, we need a few more days. I think McConnell would have to yield to that in the Senate, I would assume.
Yeah, so what's your gut telling you now about all of this stuff with Kavanaugh and whether he's going to get confirmed? Because remember, we were saying before, we thought, you know what, he's going to get confirmed. I don't know. What do you think?
Well, you know, you and I talked, and we said clearly, unless there's something we don't know, some huge surprise, and guess what? There was.
Right.
And I think unless there is a brand new serious accuser, it most likely will be a regurgitation of what Dr. Ford said and what Judge Kavanaugh said. I think the bigger question on Kavanaugh, for those who aren't sure who did what of the two of them, was his demeanor and how he handled himself in the committee and how would he handle himself as a judge. But I think, again, unless there's some stirring, compelling additional accusers we don't know of, they're going to say, you know, this is it. One jackpot in this is Mark Judge, because Mark Judge wouldn't come to the Senate, but he did say that, you know, his recollection wasn't the same as Dr. Ford. Now, if for some reason Judge changes his mind when he talks to the FBI, that could be a wild card, but unless he does that, then I think they will, the FBI will come back, as Joe Biden said years ago with the FBI investigations. They don't come to a conclusion, they'll just give you the facts. If nothing's new, Kate, they will give the same facts as what you and I saw last Friday.
Yeah, this whole thing is it's just wild.
Surreal.
It's wild, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's what everybody's talking about. It really is. I always say America Tonight is about the buzz in the backyard and whatever that conversation is. This is the conversation everywhere I go. Are you finding the same thing?
Oh, everywhere. You know, I mean, people are bombarding me with, what do you think? You know, and what did you think of the hearing? And what about her airplane thing? And what about his, he likes beer? I mean, it's endless. And then some people are very, you know, concerned either way about his ability on the court. But it is. It's one of the biggest buzzes in year. Well, this is really the biggest thing in Supreme Court since Clarence Thomas and Anita Hill, I think.
Yeah, I agree with you. No question about that. All right, so we'll watch as this turns, of course.
That's it.
This is it. It's like a soap opera. All right, thanks, Bob.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Bye. Thank you.
It's interesting because Jeff Flake, who was confronted in the elevator by two women and then came back and everything changed with Flake and things changed late on Friday. Now Senator Jeff Flake on Monday is saying sometimes he feels like he doesn't belong to a political party. He said, I sometimes feel like a man temporarily without a party. He was giving a speech at a New Hampshire Institute of Politics and he said that... You know, he criticized his party and said that members of the GOP have given in to terrible tribal impulses, that first mistakes are opponents for our enemies. And, you know, Flake called for the investigation, and Republican Senator Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski subsequently supported Flake's suggestion, and that prompted the president to ask the FBI to reopen its background investigation into Kavanaugh. So Flake said on Monday that the investigation needs to be a real investigation and that it doesn't do any good to have one, that just gives us more cover, that we actually need to find out what we can find out. And we have to realize we might not be able to find out everything that has happened. And I think that's going to be the case. How do you find out everything that's happened when you're talking about recollections from decades and decades ago? That's number one. I mean, to pinpoint everything exactly with exact detail, you're not going to get that. That's not going to happen. And what ultimately comes out of this is what's interesting. Is it going to be a confirmation, or is it going to be no? And is there somebody else that comes forward, which I think that happens, but because there's a list, of course. And the answer is it still is up in the air because of the investigation. And what does the investigation come up with? How do you nail down some of those facts? Because that's the key thing, right? What are the facts ultimately? All right, hang with us. On the flip side, a little bit of that odds and ends thing here on America Tonight.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So, this is a product. We're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argyrolene, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Ed Fuchs is a registered pharmacist who understands how important the B complex of vitamins is for maintaining a healthy heart. That's why he drinks Pollen Burst from Longevity's complete line of nutritional supplements.
Pollen Burst has got the B vitamins in there, and the B vitamins are so fascinating because most people are going to be deficient in the B vitamins because they're rapidly processed out of food. The B vitamins work on the brain, the heart, the skin, and the digestive system. When it comes to heart disease, we got 600,000 people in this country who die of heart disease every year. Some 64 million Americans have some form of heart disease. The B vitamins, a nickel's worth of B vitamins every day, is the most powerful nutritional way to protect yourself from heart disease.
To feed your heart the nutrients it needs for good health, order Longevity's Pollen Burst by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Is ticking, my friends. Can you hear it? The clock is ticking on what we were just talking about. And then if you just joined us here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, on Brett Kavanaugh, what is the decision going to be? Is he our next Supreme Court justice, or is he looking on the inside out? Because there's all kinds of reports all over the place. This is not a shocker. Once the story exploded, then there were going to be more conversations about that. He kept saying, I like beer, and was he somebody who drank too much? Was he somebody who was a sloppy drunk? All that kind of stuff. In fact, last week, Seattle doctor and Yale classmate Liz Swisher said Kavanaugh was a sloppy drunk in college. Freshman year roommate James Roche said Kavanaugh was notably a heavy drinker, even by the standards of the time, and became aggressive and belligerent when he was very drunk. And Roche, a guy, James Roche, said he believed Deborah Ramirez, another Yale classmate, who accused Kavanaugh of sexual misconduct. And we know Kavanaugh denied that. The New York Times reported Monday that in September of 1985, Kavanaugh was involved in an altercation at a bar where he was accused of throwing ice at another patron. The Times went to a police report of that incident in New Haven and said Kavanaugh was not arrested. According to that report, the victim in the case said that after Kavanaugh hurled the ice, a friend of his threw a glass and hit the victim in the ear, causing him to bleed. The man was treated at a hospital. And Kavanaugh, speaking to officers, didn't want to say if he threw the ice or not. So this is what's happening. Every possible rock is being overturned. Former NBA player Chris Dudley said he regularly drank with Kavanaugh while the two were classmates at Yale and said he never, ever saw him be a blackout drunk, but that they drank a lot together. So this is going to go on probably at least for a couple more days. And it depends on that whole vote thing. When is the vote going to go down or not? Because McConnell's saying one thing, and he's saying the Senate's going to hold that vote this week. So if they hold the vote this week, well, does that mean, you know, the end of the week, or what does that mean? And I guess they wrap up that investigation. He says it's time for the endless delay and obstruction that's to come to a close. He said Judge Kavanaugh's nomination is out of committee. We're considering it here on the floor, and we'll be voting this week. He made the comments, McConnell did, who is the Senate Majority Leader, during a Senate floor speech, and this comes as the FBI has to wrap this up. And, you know, listen, they got to wrap this up by Friday. So I guess they could vote Friday or go into the week. The Republican senators and aides have been careful not to pin down a specific timeline on the nomination, and that's smart, because how do they know? What if the FBI wraps it up before the Friday deadline? What if they wrap it up Thursday? Whatever it is. So if McConnell filed cloture before, see, here's the thing. So if McConnell waited until Friday to file cloture on the nomination, that would set up initial vote on ending debate as early as Sunday. If he filed cloture before that, he could bring up the vote as soon as the Friday deadline passed or when the FBI wrapped it up. So they're playing the waiting game. That's what they have to do. So far, what we do know is Senator Collins and Senator Murkowski are undecided, and Jeff Flake said he would support Kavanaugh, but he was key to getting that one-week investigation into the allegations. He said over the weekend he expects to support him unless the FBI finds something in the investigation. So it really rests, I guess, on this investigation. And is it going to uncover something that's a definite something that they can nail with that whole evidence thing? Because I think that's where they're going to go with this. So if you flip a coin and give a little better odds, I'd say, you know what I'd say? Because everybody's pressing me on this too. I would say it's 60-40. 60 confirmed, 40 not. It's just, you know, it's just too close. It's too close to say what happens in the case of Flake, especially because he would be really, if you want to call it a swing vote, he would be the swing vote if you look at the numbers. And so therefore, unless somebody else decides at the ninth hour to go in a different direction, but it's very, very unlikely. I call this segment Odds and Ends because there's so much we don't get to talk about on America Tonight. And by the way, you can always jam in on the conversation whenever you want. 855-266-5283. Let me flip out the digits again. 855-266-5283. So I love this. I mean, I got to like give some applause to this, to me. Weeks ahead of Halloween, because, you know, already I see Halloween decorations all over the place. It officially ushers in, what, Thanksgiving, then Christmas, the whole holiday thing. But check this out. You know how Black Friday is always so big? And people are leaving houses to go stand in line overnight after they eat their Thanksgiving dinner because they get these incredible buys. And if they're the first person in the door, they get a giant flat screen TV for $5 or whatever it is. And they always, you know, those kind of crazy deals they have, but they don't tell you there's only like three of them available. So on Black Friday, a list came out on Monday of 60 stores that are not going to open on Thanksgiving. And I say bravo to them. Costco, IKEA, Sam's Club, Home Depot, Lowe's, they're pretty big stores. They're saying, nope, they're going to keep them closed because then their employees would have off. GameStop opened on Thanksgiving for the first time in 2017. Stein Mart and Shoe Carnival closed after being open in previous years. So there's a list of huge retailers that are balking on that whole idea of the specials. And I say good for them because they know they have competition. Amazon is crushing everybody with the crazy delivery that costs, like, you know, hardly anything, and what they offer online. Jeff Bezos is brilliant. He's like Dr. Evil, taking over everything right and left. Or Dr., I don't know, capitalist. But that's the thing with Amazon. Got to look over your shoulder because where are they going next? And it's interesting. It's great that they're not doing that, because why? Let people have a break, man. Let them have a break. And maybe instead they'll be gaming all night long, and then on the map. Quickly, I'll go to a couple of stories that I was looking at earlier in the day, and one of them was this one, and it has to do with the fact that you've got I have no idea what's going on with these airlines, because we keep seeing that nutty things are happening, and they're having to land planes. And when I say that, there was a mayday call with this Australian flight, and the horror was, I mean, what's going on? Because they just hear this mayday, just really creepy. But the United flight ended up landing, thank goodness, and it landed safely in Sydney after the hysteria over that. It was a 787 Dreamliner from Los Angeles, and they had low fuel. Oh my gosh, really? Oh, that's awful. So what do you do when you have low fuel? Well, you do a mayday, because what's going to happen if you can't get there? It's going to trigger responses as to, all right, if you've got low fuel, where can we possibly get you down? And it was looking like that's what was going to have to happen. They were going to have to figure out a place where they could dump this flight. And it did land. And then there was some kind of weird mechanical issue, but they got to the gate. The customers got off. And you had 180 passengers, 14 crew, and it was a fuel thing. That there's an international standard that requires, when you get down to your fuel reserve, you have to declare a fuel mayday. You have to do that in case you can't make it down. Oh, my gosh. They even closed roads around the airport. My, oh, my. Hang with us. We're going to the mailbag next on ATN.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work, because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today, for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories, absolutely free, to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the Senate received the FBI report on Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh, and he took a procedural step to begin voting on the nomination.
So I'm filing cloture on Judge Kavanaugh's nomination this evening so the process can move forward, as I indicated earlier this week.
A final confirmation vote could come on Saturday. Meantime, hundreds of law professors say the Senate should not confirm Kavanaugh. The group of 650 law professors says that, quote, Kavanaugh displayed a lack of judicial temperament which should be disqualifying for any court, and certainly for elevation to the highest court in the land. The letter goes on to say they are united in believing that Kavanaugh did not display impartiality requisite to sit on the highest court. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Mail, letters, papers, and packages delivered by carrier, train, plane, sent, delivered through post, regardless of sunshine or rain.
Oh my. All right, so that means we're going to the mailbag. You heard the dude. We are going to the mailbag, right? So let's do it. This one is from Michael, who says, oh, Kate, I hate to say this, and I've heard you say, yes, it's an honor, and I agree with you to be picked to be on the Supreme Court, and, you know, if you get through the process, what would that be like? And you know what? I totally agree with you, but I'm just so tired of the sniping back and forth. I have to tell you, it's to me, it's absolutely sickening to watch this. I just don't get that there isn't a point where some sanity prevails, in the sense that we keep going through the same machinations. And to say what you would say, let's use a big word, and we get nowhere. I mean, come on, give me a break with all of this. And I think other people feel the same way. Okay, so we move from that to the opposite opinion from Patrick, who's listening to us in Florida, been listening to you in the Sunshine State for a while, live in Sarasota. Katie, sometimes I take the show off of TuneIn, like some other people have said. I heard you mention that, and I jumped all over that because my schedule's all over the map. I mean, I really don't understand what the big flap is over. I think Kavanaugh, I might have been on his side, when I say on his side, when he first appeared and on the scene and he was on the list, etc. But what a bamboozler. And when I say bamboozler, put everything else aside. But do we really want some guy who strings sentences together where he says, I like beer, I like beer, I like beer? I mean, come on, give me a break. Have some decorum. I'm not even getting into anything else. I'm just saying that to me, he seemed like a pompous brat. And is that the kind of guy we want to be a Supreme Court justice? I mean, I heard you emphasize so many times what an honor it was, and it made me think, I mean, is there no dignity left in any of the branches of government? I'm just saying. Well, I thought that was terrible too. I mean, honestly, I mean, come on, give me a break. Anybody can sit there and scream things back. I think what happened was, boom, he's getting grilled, and that's how he reacted to it. So, you know, here's the thing. In D.C., especially in D.C., but in any of these positions, that is the name of the game. I mean, you're always getting fried up no matter what's happening. And how do you handle it? That's why they have crisis communications managers. That's why they prep people before they go into any kind of a hearing, because they know exactly what can happen, how you can get really hot under the collar when you don't like a way you're being questioned, or when somebody goes way back in the time machine and they start asking you questions about specific times and dates from 30 years ago and you flip out. And then who knows what comes out of your mouth. And he apologized for it in a way when he came back. He said he didn't mean to say it when he came back. But when he went after the senator who was part of the Senate Judiciary Committee, and he said, are you a blackout drunk? I mean, that's the heat being turned up and throwing it back. And so... yes, I think there should have been some kind of different prep or something that, okay, you get thrown this is what you do. You answer the questions, or you certainly don't throw it back at them like that, but it is a technique. All right, so then let's go to this. This one comes to us from Jason, who listens to us in Texas, and Jason says, wow, those officers being shot, Kate, wow, how would they possibly know what was waiting for them? A simple search warrant. Who would know? They were just sitting ducks. I just think it's so terrible. One killed and others wounded in who knows what kind of shape they're all in. Pretty much, it'll get to the point where there's going to be people that don't want to, that would love to be police officers, but don't go into the business because they don't think their life is worth serving a warrant where it shouldn't be this kind of a situation, that kind of thing happens. And I don't think it's too dramatic to say that. I think it's pretty scary the times we live in. What do you think? Well, I would agree. Would you want to? I thought about, and we've seen these stories, where what if it's a traffic incident and you pull the person over and you go up, of course you have your weapon, but you go up to the side of the car and the next thing is you're being shot at. And I mean, these things happen, but it's every day how you respond is being measured. And when you respond to people, what are you encountering? And probably some great people, but it's at one time. It's letting your guard down, or it's reacting in the wrong way, or there's so many variables. That's what it is. There's so many variables. Not like there wasn't before, but it is different times than you know, decades ago, and there was danger then. But it seems like if you go back in our history, there was kind of this code about oh, you don't want to mess with a police officer. Because, first of all, you're going to get leveled. And there's a chain reaction when you do that. So you don't want to do that. No matter what, at all costs, you don't want to do that. And now it's the gloves are off and anyone's fair game, basically. Okay, so let's move to this one. This one comes to us from Levi. Boy, a lot of new people, and that's terrific. So if you ever want to share your thoughts, you can jam on the digits, 855. I don't say the number enough, I guess. 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283, or go to katedelaneyradio.com and let me know how you feel about what's happening in the world around you. As I say, what is going on in my backyard and buzzing is probably buzzing in yours. So the bombshell report that came out on Donald Trump's taxes, on his father, Fred Trump, they're saying now that his father funneled at least $413 million, basically the equivalent, to his son. And they're saying including instances of outright fraud. So the Times found, in their report anyway, at least $140 million for sure, like where it was tied. In the report, they had a whole bunch of ways that this was being buried, and now New York's Department of Taxation is vigorously pursuing this. So when you look at this, do you think that this puts the presidency in peril, or do you think that it could be just a matter of he's going to have to pay a ton of money back? Well, I think if there's this fraud and the New York Tax Board goes after it and they can uncover the ways it was being funneled, then they could charge interest and all of that on top of it, and I think, yes, it would be a money thing. It couldn't be a criminal thing because the statute of limitations, I've said this on another show, would be up on that. But it could be that it's a money thing, that they'd have to pay the taxes, whatever the back taxes were. And if they go way back, think about the interest and what that interest, I guess, look like. Would it look like, I mean, I think it would be a ton of money from what they're saying. So somebody said to me today, well, just give up a building, right? How do you sell a building? I have no idea. I do know that the New York Tax Board will absolutely go after anyone for whatever they owe back. They will uncover whatever they have to uncover. I mean, really, honestly. All right, then I got this one from Tom, who says, Kate, did you know, I know there's a day for everything, did you know Thursday is National Taco Day? I've heard you talk about your husband, the other, liking tacos. Make sure you tell him that he can probably get a free taco somewhere. Oh, he needs another free taco. You know, they said, how much of us eat how much fast food? It was a crazy number, like one out of three or even higher than that. So nationaltacoday.com, there's a website. Last year, how they estimate this, I don't know, but okay, 4.5 billion tacos were eaten. So think about that. Of course, tacos are popular, but I don't know that you can say it's an accurate account. So where can you get a free deal? I read that you can get a taco family feast. You can get a taco pack to go for six people for $21.99 for six people. That seems like that could be a good deal, right? And of course, a lot of these places, you might not have them. There's a place called Chewy's, and that's actually in my neck of the woods. They say add a crispy taco to any order for a buck on Thursday, and you get a dollar off Modelo beers. Ooh. And if you visit the restaurant, this is the best. If you visit the restaurant dressed up like a taco and post a picture on social media with a hashtag National Taco Day, you get a free meal. How far would you go? That's what I'm asking you people. How far would you go for a free meal? Nail the Score coming up next here on ATN.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
To do called Nail called we have to have fun on this show, for goodness sake, right? It's always so serious. So we fight for our right to laugh once in a while and be creative and be silly. So we're not being silly, we're being serious fun. The serious fun is this: you might hate sports, you might love sports, it's not even about that. What it is about is that you could win some fabulous prizes and have bragging rights if perhaps you nail the score.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Yes, indeed, it is time for Nail the Score. And Nail the Score is interesting because Nail the Score this time around, and there were some really terrible games on the board, and there were some really pretty decent games on the board. I think one of the teams that people want to watch to see what happens because of Baker Mayfield is the Browns. And the Browns now have him at the helm. They almost won last week, but almost doesn't count. So they're 1-2-1, taking on the Ravens. But in Cleveland, Ravens are 3-1. Baltimore is favored on the road by 3. But I say fear Baker Mayfield, just my 2 cents. What I say about that doesn't matter. You're just picking a team. Is it the Ravens? Is it the Browns? And if it's the Ravens, what's the score? If it's the Browns, what's the score? So, Ravens, Browns, who do you select, and ultimately, what is the score? So, here's the number to jam on, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. Or you can flip me an email, KateDelaneyRadio.com, click on Contact, boom. Pick the team, tell me the score, and bada bing, you are in. Just like that, my friends. Let's go to the bunker. Pete in Texas. Hello, Pete.
I wish to be picking my scores now. Hello to you.
I like that. Very nice.
Yeah, you wish to purchase Pack 6?
I do.
Are the big brown bottle.
That's pretty good. That's better than the Simpsons, dude. So I give you credit. Who do you like, the Ravens or the Browns?
I like the Browns 32-28.
Ooh, 32-28. I like it. I think Baker Mayfield's the real deal for them, and he's going to win them some games. So, sure, that's going to be a tight, good game. Pete, thank you so much.
Goodbye.
Oh, we all like to do imitations. I do a British imitation sometimes. It's really rough, though. 855-266-2283 or KateDelaneyRadio.com. Just click on Contact. Who is it? Ravens? Browns? What's the score? It could be any score. No score is too silly, too low, too large, because scores are all over the board. If you look at what happens in football, there's not easy numbers to guess necessarily. Let's go to Sharon in Maine. Hi, Cher.
Hi there. How are you doing tonight?
I'm good. How about you?
Good. We've had some rain and it's been chilly.
Ooh, chilly. Yeah, so it's going to get chillier there because, you know, you live in cold Maine.
Cold country, yeah.
Yeah, but that's cool.
Yep. I'm going to go with the Browns 24-17.
24-17. All right, so Sharon, you are locked and loaded. Thank you. Just make sure you wear your sweater. 50 degrees is good. 50 degrees feels good. It's when it gets really cold that you, I mean, that's the thing. When you're from there, right, you know how to dress. It's like when you tell people in Minnesota, Jesus, really cold there. Well, no kidding. I mean, they live there. They know how to dress. And they know that that's what the weather is going to be. It's when the rest of us fools go and think that we can defy the odds. So, like, you know, you have that cold that cuts right through you, and you say, oh, well, I don't really wear gloves because I don't have to wear them. And scarf? What scarf are you talking about? And that's a big mistake. All right, someone who probably wears all those things. Nathan, what is your take? Who are you picking, and what's the score?
My take on what?
Your take on are the Ravens or the Browns going to win, and what's the score?
I think I'm going to go Browns 28, Ravens 24.
Oh, I like it. And don't you think it's true about the weather? I mean, you're used to the weather. You've got all that clothing.
I love having all of this clothing. It's more pieces to wear.
More things to worry about.
More pockets.
More pockets. That's the key. You just said it. You have to have pockets. And especially, maybe not for guys as much, but they make so many things for women that don't have pockets that is key. You have to have coats and everything else with pockets so you can put stuff in them.
Oh, yeah.
Very nice. Thank you. All right, so I got a bunch of email, too, and I'll go to that, but I'm going to give you my take. I'm also picking the Browns. For the Baker Mayfield reason, because Joe Flacco is Jekyll and Hyde, he could have a killer game, or it could be a weak game. I mean, they are favored, but it's a low number for a reason, because that's what the wise guys think. So I'm going with the miracle of Mayfield, and I'm saying that the Brownies win it, and I think they win it 28-21. 28-21. We have a couple of other people. I'm going to sneak them in here. This one is from Seal, and Seal likes the other side of this, Ravens, and says, what are you, crazy? It's Baltimore all the way. They win this thing 35-28. And then here's another one, and this one is from Mac. I like the name Mac. I think Mac has emailed us before. And Mac also likes the Ravens. How about that? Likes the Ravens to win it 28-17 on the other side of that. Ooh, 28-17. By the way, and I think we do have a highlight from this, there was a Major League Baseball score to report. The New York Yankees in the AL East, they had really some great baseball that they played during the year. They had a couple of lulls, but they also have Giancarlo Stanton, and they have kind of a little bit of a murderer's row with Aaron Judge. Those two are kind of like the modern day Bash brothers. I'll say they are the Bash brothers. And the Yankees and the A's had to do that one, you know, that one wild card game thing. And the A's also turned it on and turned their season around. So how about this? This is one of those bright moments for the New York Yankees. Check it out.
Now here's Chapman's 1-2. Hit on the ground at first. Grabbed by Walker. Flips to Chapman in time. Ball game over. Wild card game over. Yankees win. The Yankees win.
John Sterling, he used to come on shows with me when I worked in New York, and he's the nicest guy. His call is such a signature call. The Yankees win. So Yankees and Red Sox, first postseason meeting since 2004. Ooh. And to me, it's one of the most bitter rivalries in all of sports. And if you, and because I did live back there for a while, because I wanted to experience that, I was covering, I guess, the Yankees, but I went to see the Red Sox play in Yankees territory, and I went to Fenway to see the Yankees play in Red Sox territory, and it is nasty. I mean, it can get nasty with the crowds when you have opposing, let's say, rooters in the unfriendly confines on either side of that rivalry. But they're going to play each other, first time since 2004. Hey, thanks to everybody who participated in Nail the Score. You are locked and loaded. We will announce who won our weekly prize. I'll do that the next time around on my Thursday to Friday and weekend show. And thank you to everybody else for listening to this hour of America Tonight. Keep it real, peeps.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.